Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios, Vicki Nordskog, with us this morning. We're going to talk about the Cass County chapter of the American Cancer Society's Festival of Trees coming up here this weekend. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
It's an exciting event that goes on each and every year, and just about the time you'd think there are only so many ways to decorate a tree, somebody comes up with something different.
Absolutely. Actually, we've started doing setup yesterday, the committee, and today we've started actually seeing some of the displays come to life. And I think people who come to the festival this year are going to discover that it is, it's really going to be a great spectacle. We have Steve Livengood set up this morning. He has a Christmas in the Foxhole display, and it is just absolutely amazing. We have some other displays that were put up by Pam Curtis and Kathy Hansen. The Rollins, of course, are doing a very large display, and it's pretty phenomenal as well. Gary Warwick and his wife Judy are avid train collectors, and they are putting together a very, very large train display along with villages playing Christmas music. It's really pretty cool.
And that's an important point, too, that folks who've been there over the years, because this has gone on for a number of years, probably already realize this. It's called the Festival of Trees, but it's really more of a festival of displays of different types. It's not just trees.
It is not just trees. We have a lot of trees. This year we have 45 contributors who are doing trees with a variety of different ornaments, some handmade and some, of course, not. And they've gotten very, very creative. As I was leaving, someone was putting together a candy cane tree, and it was actually the whole structure of it is a giant candy cane. We have another tree this year that is going to be constructed out of food pantry food sacks. So in that 45 trees, you're going to see some pretty unique things. And then we have 15 displays on top of that. So it's a lot of different things.
Yeah, how creative do you want to be?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And it's amazing how creative some people are. They come in with different ideas that might be related to a business or to an organization. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's related to a passion that they have.
Yes. This year, the BPW, they were thinking about all of the attention that Mr. Whitney gets here in Atlantic. And they thought, well, you know, what about Ella Whitney? You know, it's always, you know, the... the woman behind the man that makes the story, right? And so they're doing a tribute to Ella Whitney, which is going to be a really unique display.
It's always a team effort.
It is always a team effort.
You got to get all the team members involved. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting idea, a little different twist on that.
Yeah.
45 different organizations, groups, individuals, businesses coming in to display this year. That sounds like a lot. Is that up a little bit?
Well, that's actually just 45 who are doing strictly trees.
Oh.
And then there is the 15 on top of that. So, yes, we have 60 different groups and or individuals who have decided to contribute to the festival this year.
Is that growing?
It is growing. It is up from last year.
Why? Why is it growing?
I don't know. I really can't tell you specifically why we have more contributors this year. This is the first year that I, myself, and Deb Schuler have co-chaired the event. So it could be that we just have reached out to some different groups. And that's the reason I can't really tell you why, but we're hoping that it just continues to grow year over year. We're also introducing some new things into the event this year. This year we are partnering with the BPO Does, and on Saturday morning they're going to have their cookie walk in the parish center as well, just upstairs from the festival, so people can come between the hours of 9 and noon, attend the Festival of Trees, and then they can just go upstairs and then purchase cookies for Christmas. The Does do a phenomenal job. They usually have somewhere around 300 dozen cookies for sale. So that's pretty cool. The other thing that's different is on Saturday afternoon, we're having live entertainment. So we have three different individuals. We have Sarah McCants, who's going to perform for half an hour, starting at 1. At 1:45, we have Jess Jacobson, who's going to be performing. And then at 2:30, we have Jeremy Faga, who's going to be performing along with his guitar.
we'll do this again at the end here, but give them the days and times on this.
The days and times, it starts this Thursday, and this Thursday it runs from 10 until 8. On Friday, it runs from 10 until 6:30. On Saturday, it's from 10 until 5:30, and then on Sunday, it's 10 to 3.
And this is at the Catholic Parish Center here in Atlantic.
This is at the Catholic Parish Center. Oh, and if you come on Sunday, you'll also get the opportunity to not just partake in the cookies and or the tea and coffee and apple cider that we give away for free, but we will also be having soup.
Very good.
So you can make a little lunch out of it while you're attending.
You know, the Festival of Trees is not just an event for the adults either. Bring the family. It's a family event, and kids get a kick out of these things.
Absolutely. We have some trees that are actually being put up by children, and they're making the decorations. In other instances, we have displays that are intended specifically for children. For example, Amy Rowland, as a part of the Kiwanis and the Action Club, is offering up stuffed animals wrapped in blankets. They are the cutest darn little stuffed creatures. And for children who come through on Thursday and Friday, they will be handing out those stuffed animals wrapped in blankets to those children.
Excellent. So make sure you wrap the kids up and bring them out so they can get a little wrapped up memento to take home.
Yes.
This is all to benefit the local Cass County chapter, the American Cancer Society. How does that benefit? How do you raise the money?
We raise the money through free will donations. So the contributors do not have to pay anything to display. We just appreciate the fact that they're bringing their innovative ideas and all their volunteer hours to the Festival of Trees. So it is exclusively free will donations. In addition to that, we have a raffle. Actually, there's another raffle I should tell you about as well. So the raffle that actually brings money into the American Cancer Society is, again, local crafters, artists. They come up with a variety of things. It can be wreaths, it can be table decorations, it can be paintings. We have a lot of different things, I think 10 to 12 items this year. And so you buy raffle tickets. You can buy one for $1 or six for $5. And you put your raffle ticket in on the item that you want, and if you end up getting the most, or if your name is pulled out of the hat, then you have you've won those particular items. Those are the two things. And for that particular raffle as well, the Royal Neighbors of America do a match on the monies brought in on the raffle.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. So you've got a collective effort there to help us all work out.
Yeah.
Well, is there still time if someone wants to get a display or a tree or something in it? Maybe I should say, is there still room?
There's no room. We're, again, feeling our way as to how much space each of these displays are really going to take. Obviously, we like to have things cozy because when it's full, it really gives you a much more festive feeling. But right now, we are scrambling based upon what we think it's going to take to accommodate all of these displays. So, but if you're interested in doing it next year, we're interested in having you, and we're entertaining going to a larger venue if, in fact, we need to do that.
No room at the inn. You know, that worked real well the first time.
It absolutely did.
Hopefully it'll work out real well again this time too. It's great to have that where it really, you get a facility like that really is full. It looks like there's a lot of participants, and there are but that makes people feel good about being a part of that. Why are you involved with the American Cancer Society?
I'm just an avid volunteer. I think that there's an awful lot of opportunity to help out the community, and that's what I do. I retired 3 years ago, and I've just gotten more and more involved with a variety of groups over the time, and so this is just another one of my outlets to help the community.
Another opportunity.
Help society, yes.
Very good. Well, it should be a lot of fun. It usually draws a pretty good crowd, and hopefully folks will be generous with their free will donation opportunities there, too, if they so choose to do so, and we hope they come out and have a good time. It's meant to be just feel like Christmas.
It is. And I also want to put in a plug for the Atlantic Trees Forever group. They always donate a live tree, a bald live tree. And so you can go. You can, again, put your name in a hat to be drawn at, to have your name drawn. And if you win the live tree, then they will overwinter it for you, and then they will come to your home and plant it in your yard next spring.
Very good. So a lot of participation from a lot of different groups.
Yes.
A lot of opportunities for folks who come out and enjoy the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very good. Well, again, dates and times coming up this week.
Dates and times are Thursday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday from 10 a.m. to 6:30, Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5:30, and Sunday from 10 to 3.
And that's, again, at the Catholic Parish Center. Enter down there on 5th Street and come on in. Have a good time. Enjoy some treats. Enjoy some opportunities to maybe win some things and just enjoy the festive season.
Yes, get some ideas for how you might want to decorate your home, maybe not this Christmas, but next.
That's very true. Everyone is always looking around for that different idea that they can come up with.
Yes.
Mickey, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you very much.